The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip. When it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Arr, fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Demon Sea.
The Demon Sea. Walker, you must be mistaken.
It's here.
Come on down here and help us.
Demon Sea. Paranormal existence.
You mean to say you came here purposely?
The first move in the great conspiracy had been made.
And it's a simple dish of milk. I'll do right. Start again, right?
Hang on, I want to make sure it's recorded.
It says 10 seconds. Yeah,
it's been recorded for 10 seconds. Your end, is it?
Yeah, recording for 17 seconds now.
Great, there we go. Do you want to get started?
Yeah, here we go. We'll start like this. It's a simple dish of milk and onions. Boil it for about 4.5 hours. And when your guests come round, sit them all down on the sofa, pour it over their eyes and faces. Fantastic. Great intro there.
Lovely, lovely. John, it's 2024. We're back.
Big, big year for the Demon Sea podcast. Very excited to be here. By all accounts, Mike is on the show today as well.
He did promise.
What more can you ask for? 2024, what a great year we've got stocked up. I know, the past 12 months, how long have we been doing this for? Maybe 2 years?
This is so every year I just change it to a new season. So this is season three. This is the third year.
Okay. So obviously, you know, it has been a bit ramshackle and we haven't done anything. And sometimes it's one of us, sometimes it's three of us, sometimes it's, it's shit. 2024 though, it's going to be exactly the same. So
yeah,
you know, here we go.
I got big plans for the show this year, John.
What sort of plans have you got? What's up plans?
We're gonna hopefully tour North America where this is a live podcast.
Yeah,
and the UK as well, just to get us in St. Louis, Minnesota, all the places.
Yeah.
And then maybe we'll do a big show in London as well.
O2 Arena.
I called them up.
Yeah.
And I just got to a robot voice and I didn't get any further. But I'm gonna try again next week to book it.
The thing is, right, if you ring them every day, someone's got to pick up at some point. So it makes sense, doesn't it? You know?
Well, you know, yeah, exactly. I'm sure it's easy to book the entire stadium. It can't be that hard.
It's piss easy, honestly. Like, you just literally, you phone them up and you just say, look, I've got a show. What date is probably best for us all to do?
I don't know.
We could do Christmas Day for the big extravaganza.
Yeah, let's do Christmas Day. Everyone will be available. Everyone's off work that day. It's perfect.
Well, exactly. So if we do North America, if we start that in January, March, April.
Yeah.
How long do you want to do the North American shows for?
I was hoping to do it for 18 months, just continuously on a bus. Just stopping off in different places.
That's a good idea, actually.
Imagine a rock band on a downward spiral in the late 80s. I was hoping to recreate that.
Well, I don't have to imagine one. I'm in one, you know, so that's quite easy for me. Apart from the rock element, there's no guitars involved. So it's
big plans.
Brilliant.
So do you want to do My Boys, My Boys?
My boys, my boys, my wonderful boys. Each one of you has been so very, very dedicated to the show over the past 18 months to 2 years. Each one of you deserves a prize. For you, Ian, this signed picture of... what's his name? The boy from Friends.
Joey?
Joey from Friends, signed by the actual actor, whose name I don't know because his autograph is a squiggle. Leon, for you, this picture of Esther Ranson I took off of the television and had printed out on a Hewlett-Packard colour printer, inkjet. And for you, Damien, the sweetest of all the boys with the fattest of all the faces, this pie I obtained from a dead woman's home after breaking in, because I realised there was a large collection of milk bottles and newspapers in the front of the house. So I went inside and I looked around and I saw the body on the sofa, television still on, and I realised that's when I could take advantage. And I took the money, I took some of the clothes. It's mine now. Jill, get the cape. It's time. There we go. So we're in. We're in, Reese. Going.
You did it. You were in. We are officially in.
I'm looking forward to Mike tonight because we'll have. Have you got? I don't know if you've got any sort of electronic sounds there, like a fanfare or anything. But we could do.
Oh, there he is. There he is.
He's in the fanfare. Do this dude fucking around.
Hey,
are you Mike? My finger up my ass.
Welcome to the show, Mike. How are you?
Very well, thank you, John.
Oh, it's wonderful to see you, Michael.
Oh, yes, John, wonderful to be back.
Now tell me, Michael, have you got the
trousers? My hat's gone back to front, John. I'm trying to do it in a mirror on my fucking... There we are.
Turn it round, get in the right position. How's that, Michael?
I would, of course, take my hat off, of course, but I'm losing my hair at a rate of knots.
I just let my scalp gleam, Michael. It looks wonderful, wonderful in the sunlight. Is that a T-shirt you're wearing, Michael?
A T-shirt it is, John. It's actually a
And tell me, what sort of trousers are you wearing this evening, Michael?
Tight ones.
And tell me, Michael, is it warm there or cold at the moment?
Oh, John, it's absolutely boiling hot.
Then perhaps you might like to air yourself later on.
There we go. I'll just let myself. As you can see, John... a cornucopia of reading materials behind me.
A massive amount of books there, Michael.
There, my office, of course. There's just a fraction, John, of the books I own. Over three of which I've actually read.
Now tell me, Michael, with such short notice and with such a massive collection of books, would Gobelino the Witch's Cat be available to look at from your...
Gobelino? Let me just check the...
Let's just have a quick look, shall we, Michael?
Wait a second.
Now, Mike's a very big fan of books, and he's been reading for some time, ever since he was a child. And he's about to pull out one of the classics. Let's just have a quick look here as Michael pops into his book collection. A massive amount of books, over 500. Mike's putting his trousers back on, and he's just turned the light off.
Can you see me, John?
I can see you, Michael, in all your glory. I noticed
Hang on, John. It's too dark, John.
I did notice the two holes in the back of the trousers where I could see the bottom cheeks.
Can you see me, John?
I can see you, Michael.
Yes. And I hold in my hand, John, a first edition copy of Gobelino, the Witch's Cat.
A fantastic start to the podcast, Michael. Two grown men discussing a children's book from over 45 years ago. A treat.
Care you for me to read a passage from it?
Michael, I would love you to choose your favourite paragraph and read it in the style of your favourite author.
I beseech thee, John, to grasp a paragraph and page from out of the ether.
I would suggest page 82.
Yes, a very good choice.
One of the better pages.
Of course, the last page of chapter 11. Chapter 11, The Little Princess. Gobelino, the witch's cat. The very next morning, she was packed into her father's coach and galloped away to boarding school. The dozen or so other princesses, but I feel bound to tell you, she was very happy indeed. She'd only time to fling her arms around Gobelino's neck before she went. Goodbye, my dear, my darling little cat, she said. How lucky you are, Gobelino. You can go anywhere in the wide world that you please, but look at me.
He's the old dog, where's he go?
Said Gobelino, with tears, standing with his beautiful blue eyes, as he thought of being alone in the wide world once more. Why don't you join the Punch and Judy show? Said the little princess. That's what I would do if I were free. At that very moment, she was bundled into her father's coach, all her boxes and trunks. Before long, a cloud of dust hid them all from view. Gobelino sat on the nursery windowsill, watching the coach until it disappeared with the princess's tiny white handkerchief still fluttering from the window. The nursery seemed an empty and silent place without her. He did not care to stay even a night longer in the king's bed, but slipped suddenly down the stairs and out into the street. The first time the dog.
Fantastic, yeah. brilliant.
Absolutely. Anyway, join the Punch Judy show.
Oh, fantastic. And you know, we can always come back to that and dip into that when
I don't see why not.
Yeah, it's fun. It's a bit of fun, which is what we're here for.
It's Pool Boy on the call.
I am. Mike, I got a technical issue with your mic. I think we're connected to your computer mic, not your actual mic.
Shall we know, you fucking four-eyed knob?
Anyone interrupt Gobelina, the witch's cat?
It was good. It was still good.
It was still good.
Camera resolution.
Incoming pain.
We tell them it's shit. They listen to it. Then they say that was shit. I said, yeah, I know. We just told you that.
Clap hands only.
This is heroin that's been sort of mixed up with shit and then dried up.
Incoming pain.
There is a lot of old clag, this, right? There's no point trying to address it. There's no point trying to fucking polish a turd, is there, right?
Put it behind a paywall.
Only the claghounds may enter the paywall.
If we're going to do it every week, then these idiots need to be punished for it.
Beaten around the balls with a telephone book, that kind of thing.
Incoming paywall. Twice the clack, twice the regret. All for £5. To become an official Claghound, go to patreon.com/the demon seed.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.